Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude Maseches Makos with Paragimel Mishnah Tezayin. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Yisrael Lefi Chachem Tor Mitzvah Shnei Hashem Chafetzim and Tzidko Yigdil Torah V'Yadir. That Kodesh Baruch Hu always wants to give merits to the Jewish people. So he tells us not to eat Shkatzim and Ramasim and things that anyway we wouldn't do, just so that we can get extra mitzvahs. So that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us. That's how much Hashem loves us. Moving on to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. There are swears that a person has to take. There are two types of oaths and swears that a person has to take that are really four, meaning two that are explicit in the Torah and two more that aren't explicit in the Torah but that we can learn from the Pesukim. The two that are explicit in the Torah are that, let's say, I swear not to do something or I swear yes to do something. The two that are not mentioned in the Torah is about the past. I swear that I did not do something, or I swear that I did do something. So once we say that there are two that are actually four, so we have other areas of halacha where there seem to be two categories, but it's actually four. Yediyah satumah shtayim shein arba. Yediyah satumah, awareness that one is tameh, is two, but it's really four. Meaning two that are explicit in the Torah. Tameh person is chayiv to bring a korban for being over the halachos, and there are two other ways that are not mentioned in the Torah, but are included as well. The two mentioned in the Torah is the guy forgot he was Tameh and then he either ate a korban or he entered the Beis HaMikdash. The two that are not mentioned explicitly in the Torah is that he knew that he was Tameh but he didn't realize what he was eating was a korban, or he didn't realize the place he was going to was the Beis HaMikdash. Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. The Melach of Hotzah on Shabbos is two basic categories that are really four. The two that are in the Torah is someone is standing in a Rosh HaSarabim and he reaches into a Rosh HaSiyachid and he takes nine from the Rosh HaSiyachid to the Rosh HaSarabim, and the other one is someone standing in Rosh HaSiyachid and he reaches into Rosh HaSarabim and takes nine from there to where he is standing. The two that are not mentioned in the Torah is if a guy is in Rosh HaSiyachid and he reaches into Rosh HaSarabim, takes an object from the Rosh HaSarabim, brings it into the Rosh HaSiyachid, or someone standing in Rosh HaSarabim and he takes an object from there and puts it into the Rosh HaSiyachid. So basically the two in the Torah are about taking from Rosh HaSiyachid and bringing it to Rosh HaSarabim. The ones that are not mentioned in the Torah is the reverse. Maros Negoyim Shem Shein Arba. There are two types of tzara'as that are explicit in the Torah and two more that are not explicit. White as wool and white as snow are mentioned in the Torah. White like an eggshell and white as plaster are not explicitly mentioned in the Torah. So to review what we learned today, we learned in the last Mishnah Maseches Makos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mezakeh Yisrael, and that's why he gives us so many Torah mitzvahs that we're able to easily do. And then in Parak Aleph Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Shavuos, we said Shtayim Shein Arba in a number of areas of halacha, both in terms of Shavuos, in terms of Yediyos HaTumah, in terms of Yitzios HaShabbos, as well as in terms of Maros Negaim. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis of Maseches Shavuos.